won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this Tuesday, May 20th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by the Flatline Radio Show, Rick Hughes, Sunday mornings, right here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. On the radio station, on both websites, on both phone apps, Sunday mornings from 7:30 to 8. Now, one thing that you need to understand, this is a show that is sponsored by Rick Hughes Ministries. They pay to have the show air on the radio stations on Sunday mornings from 7:30 to 8. All he wants to do is give you information. Years ago, a pastor of his, Rick Hughes, explained the flat line, forward line of troops, in battle, in fighting good versus evil, figuring out a way to find 10 biblical principles for you to live your life by. In the first short book that he advises people to get from him for free is Christian Problem Solving. John 16:13. He will lead you and guide you into all truth. Absolutely, highly recommend that, number one, you listen to the show on Sunday mornings. It's live. He does have podcasts on his website, information that you can get online from him. You can actually go to his website and order books, bookmarks, DVDs, actual videos of Rick talking in front of various groups over the years. He's been doing this for decades. And we bring it to you every Sunday morning live, 7:30 to 8. The Flatline Show's website is Rick Hughes, is plural, ministries.org. You can mail him a letter if you would like. P.O. Box 100, Cropwell, Alabama, 35054. You can give him a call, 800-831-0718. Or you can email him, rick@rickhughesministries.org. He has a Facebook page, Instagram account. He will send you stuff. He will send you books. He will send you stuff absolutely for free. All he asks is that you listen to the show Sunday mornings from 7:30 to 8. Maybe you're already used to getting up for work. Most people, some people can sleep in on Sundays. Most can't. Well, you're getting ready maybe to go to church. Listen live right here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. If you'd like his information, contacts, website, email, phone number, all of it, just text me Rick. R-I-C-K. Text me Rick, and I'll send you the information. But definitely, definitely check him out. Sunday mornings, 7:30 to 8, right here on both websites, both apps, as well as 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan. Check it out, 7:30 to 8 a.m. on Sunday mornings. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three, looking at different stories that is in Lansing, kind of interesting. Talking about the budget, following the discussion, the stories, the information being put out on both sides. Well, downtown Lansing has always had a problem with over-relying on state workers, according to the Senate Appropriations Chair, Senator Sarah Anthony of Lansing. So any conversation about breathing more life into the area can't be placed on their backs. State workers? Well, MERS News Service did an interview with her, and Anthony addressed the emerging effort among Republicans to require state employees to work out of their offices full time. You know, the offices we're paying for, the buildings that we own, the buildings that we lease, basically sitting empty ever since the China virus. Well, as the state senator for the downtown area, as the state senator for the downtown Lansing area, Anthony said a real solution is needed, but it shouldn't be a political one. She added that in this year, 2025 era, hybrid work schedules have actually become benefits people have started to rely on. The pre-COVID work arrangement for state employees resulted in the area becoming a ghost town after 5 p.m. To put the economic viability of downtown Lansing on state employees' back weaponizes a really hardworking group of people. They chose to serve the public as opposed to going to the private sector, oftentimes where they can make more money, she added. Stop, 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 stop. That is a false premise and a bald-faced lie. State of Michigan is the largest employer in the state of Michigan. You know why? Because they overpay for the work that actually gets done, in my opinion. Can you make more money in the private sector? It depends on what your job is. It depends on whether or not there is a market in the private sector where you can be paid more money for what you do for the state of Michigan. But the majority of these quote-unquote state workers, they're paper pushers. They input data into reports. They do stuff online, computer work. Okay, you're not serving the public. Many of these people, especially state representatives, to a certain extent, almost even including state senators, this is the best job these people have ever had. Highest pay, most benefits, the actual numbers of days they actually work. Now, I know, and I've heard this from state elected officials before, Randy, you're always elected. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, even while you sleep, you're still an elected official to serve your constituents. Okay, I heard what you just said. Let me ask a very simple question. How many constituents do you serve when you're sleeping? Well, that's not the point. No, it is the point. How many people are you serving while you sleep? Well, I'm still thinking about them. While you're sleeping? I don't think so. It might be on your mind before you go to sleep, but once you go to sleep, you're sleeping. Well, okay, maybe that was a bad example. Maybe I misspoke. Yeah, come up with another one. Are you serving your constituents while you're eating meals? Well, many times I'm having meals with my constituents. No, you're not. No, you're not. The majority of your meals is either alone or with your family. So don't tell me that you sit down and break bread with your constituents for the majority of your meals. Not true. Don't even get me started talking about benefits, health care, vacation days, paid vacation days, paid days off. Don't even get me started talking about the retirement plans that you can contribute to where the government matches your donation. So don't even get me started on that. They choose to serve the public as opposed to going to the private sector, oftentimes where they can make more money, Senator Anthony said. That's a bald-faced lie. Well, for example, in April, the Detroit News published that the Michigan Department of Technology, Management, and Budget denied a public records request on how often employee key cards were swiped during a 5 random day check in 2024. You know, the key cards, the electronic swiping little devices that you take your key card, which identifies who you are, timestamps exactly the date, the time, and who you are entering a building or your office. They denied a FOIA request. The department's director, Michelle Lang, expressed security concerns about releasing the occupancy numbers of staff in state-owned buildings. Security concerns? There's no security concern. Did they enter the building? Yes or no? If they did, what time was it? How often did they do it? Over 5 days, Monday through Friday, back in 2024. According to August 2024 survey data from the Resume Builders website, 87% of reviewed companies out of 764 that went fully remote during the China virus pandemic planned to return to the office by this year, 2025. 64% of those surveyed already had active return to office policies in place prior to the 2024 survey. Resume Builder noted that 30% required workers to be in the office full time. However, most were now utilizing a hybrid arrangement. Well, last month, House Speaker Matt Hall explained he was determined to bring all state employees back to the office, wanting to use oversight in the appropriations process to do so. This was announced on April 24th last month. The topic was brought up in the form of Republican amendments when the state Senate Democrats were passing their $85.95 billion budget plan for the upcoming fiscal year 2026. Well, when Senator Roger Hoke, Republican of Union Township, offered an amendment requiring state departments to disclose their in-person, remote, or hybrid work policies on their websites, along with Senator Thomas Elbert, Republican of Lowell, proposed that the DTMB report monthly employee occupancy rate of each state-owned or state-leased buildings. They explained these amendments isn't about the debate between working in the office or working remotely. It's about determining how the state spends taxpayer money and whether we can accelerate efforts to end leases or sell buildings that are no longer being used. Well, Albert talked about his failed amendment, saying that the state of Michigan shouldn't ask taxpayers to pay for building space it doesn't use. It's wasteful and insulting. Well, guess what? The bottom line is the state senators, Democrat majority, they don't want those amendments in the budget bills. Simply asking state departments to disclose by their workers whether they work in person, remote, from home, or a hybrid situation on their website. Nope. That amendment failed, as well as Albert's. Asking for the monthly employee occupancy rate of each state-owned and state-leased building. Folks, does that make sense to you? That these state government employees can work basically from home remotely? Some of them not even having to report in. Now, don't get me wrong, there are some that have to go into the office on a weekly basis. Some have to go in on a monthly basis. Some have to attend meetings. Okay, I get that. But I'm sorry. There is absolutely no way that the majority of these buildings need to be leased or kept. Sell them. Put them on the open market and get the money back into the treasury. If this is a new era, if this is going to be the way it's going to be, if this is going to be the work model, the modus operandi that you guys choose to operate going forward from here on out, nobody's coming back. Nobody's going to come back and sit in their office 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. The only people that are forced to do it are people that have to serve the public on a regular daily basis. Perfect example, county clerk's office. Vicky's office is open 8:30 to 5 Monday through Friday. She has staff people there absolutely right at 8:30 until 5. She and they come in and out of the office. Some mornings, people are going to take the morning off. They have a doctor's appointment. They got something going on. She gets it. But basically, they're open 8:30 to 5 Monday through Friday. Not the case with state government workers who don't serve the public on a daily basis at the counter. Doesn't happen. They're office people doing work on computers, laptops, many of them doing it from home. This is one I absolutely agree with the Republicans on. Don't fund a budget until these audits are done and you guys get this information. Final half hour of today's show. Bottom of the hour news. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's